All right, Jabo said, good morning. Let's continue. So we are picking up in Parakhas, page pay in the volume that we're using. So remember, again, in this chapter, chapter 8, so that I'm chal, the title of this chapter is Bederech Kinyas HaZrizos. How does one acquire the midah of Zrizos? So remember, again, the Ramchal spoke, first thing he said is, the way to acquire Zrizos is the same, we use all of the same strategies that we spoke about by Zihiros. That was step number one. Step number two, said the Ramchal, was, the way to acquire Zrizos is as follows. Contemplate and think about all that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for you. And then, when you realize all that Hashem does for you, when you have to perform that which he asks of you, you will do it with Zrizos. In other words, that Zrizos could be motivated out of a sense of hakaras tov, a sense of gratitude towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Look at everything that Hashem does for me. So therefore, when Hashem asks something of me, not only do I do it, but I do it with zeal, I do it with alacrity, I do it with an energy. And here the Ramchal says something so beautiful. V'hine im lecha adam be'eza matzav she'imatze im ani v'im asher im bari v'im chola shelo yira niflaos v'tovos rabos b'matzavo. This is actually such a beautiful statement, says Ramchal. And there is no person in whatever state he may be in, whether he is poor, he is rich, he's healthy, he's sick, who does not see the niflos, the incredible wondrous things, the incredible beautiful tovos in his situation. It's a very dramatic statement, says the Ramchal. What does this mean? He says that, you know, what the Ramchal is anticipating, what we're thinking to ourselves, which is, here the Ramchal just said that the motivation for Zrizos is hakar set of gratitude. Okay, what if I don't have gratitude right now? Right, my life is such, my circumstances are such, I don't feel such gratitude towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ultimately, again, for the good things that he does for me, because my life is filled with challenges. Says Ramchal, no matter what your situation is, there is always much wonder and much good in your circumstance. No matter, again, not ignoring the challenges, and not saying that life is ever without its challenges, but no matter what your circumstances, there is something ultimately, again, to be makir tov, to have gratitude towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu for. He says, for example, ki ha'asher v'habari, someone is rich or someone is healthy, kvar hu chayiv yisparach al ashro v'al briuso. So if you're rich and if you're healthy, Baruch Hashem, then what happens? You give thanks to Hashem for your wealth and for your health. Ha'ani, the poor person, chayiv lo, is obligated to give thanks to Hashem. Why? Shafilu ba'anyo bamsilo parnoso derech neis v'fela ve'ino maniach lamus berav. Listen to this. So if I'm an ani, if I'm a poor person, I have to give thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why? Because as impoverished and difficult as my circumstances may be, at the end of the day, somehow, some way, God provides me with food and I don't die as a result of hunger. Sometimes you give HaKadosh Baruch Hu HaKadosh HaTov, you recognize the good. I didn't die in hunger, or I didn't die of hunger, I should say. That's also incredible. HaChola, right? If I'm ill, Al Shemachziko B'Kovet Chal Yo'u Makosav Ve'ino Manicho Laredes Shachas. If I'm ill, I may be ill, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu has not allowed me to die from my illness. That also requires HaKadosh HaTov. I'm struggling. My health is an ongoing issue, but at the end of the day, I am alive, and I'm only alive because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'chein kol kayotze bazeh. And says that I'm just giving you examples, but my point is, at she'in lecha adam shelo yakir atzmo chayv leboro. Every person is obligated to give thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the circumstances they are in. We'll say an incredibly profound idea. The Ramchal, again, we'll say, to be clear, the Ramchal is not ignoring the difficulty of our life circumstances. We all have challenges, we all have difficulties. But no matter what your difficulty is, or difficulties are, there is always reason to express gratitude towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because in every circumstance, no matter how challenging, there is something good which requires ultimately, again, our expression of gratitude. Ad she'im l'cha adam shelo yakir atzmo chayiv l'boro. We'll say there is no person who does not bless you, who does not owe HaKadosh Baruch Hu bless you, who does not owe HaKadosh Baruch Hu some sense of gratitude for his circumstances. And when you begin to look at the good that you receive from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we'll say again, when you see all that Hashem does for you, you will find His orerus, you will find His rizus, and serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with greater zeal, as I have written before. So again, this to me is the Ramchal. Part of the beauty of this sefer is that the Ramchal often just gives us different perspective. That's all. Not really chidushim, but just a different way in which to see the world, a different way in which to see ourselves. So says the Ramchal, no matter how difficult your circumstances are, find the tov. Not find the silver lining in your negative circumstance, because sometimes you can't, but find the other things in life that are good. Find the other things in life that are working. Find the other things in life which are intact. And ultimately recognize that I owe HaKadosh Baruch Hu HaKaras HaTov for those things. That HaKaras HaTov ultimately pushes me towards a life of Zrizos. Kol Shekin, Em Yisbonein Hayos Kol Tuvot Talei B'yado Yisbarach. We'll say this is another piece. Furthermore, if you recognize that all of the good that you want out of life is in the hands of Hashem, umashem etzarech lo, umashem muchrach elav, mimeno yisparach hu v'lo me'acher, and everything I want and everything I need in this world only comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and from no one else, asher alkin vaday shelo yisatzal me'avod avodasa yisparach v'lo yechzar lo. So we'll say, this approach is actually a little bit interesting. This approach is a little bit different than the earlier one. This approach, what it's saying is, everything I need comes from God. Everything I need comes from God. There is not one thing in my life that I need that I could procure independently of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Well, if that's the case, you better take care of your relationship with Him. If that's the case, you better make sure that if you need Him to do a whole bunch of stuff for you, you better make sure that you're doing everything you need to do for Him. So this is a bit more utilitarian, right? This is a bit more tit for tat over here. I'm going to need a lot from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's nothing that I need that is independent of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore I better do whatever I have to do to nurture and to nourish that relationship. Vin Charoa. First, let's just finish the parak. Vin charoa shakalalti po bidvarai shloshes hamadregos asher chilaktim bezihirus ki kvar inyanam echad v'adavar lomid me'inyanam shalishlim hadas tia ara mitzad achova u'mitzad erach hamasim v'chashivusam. So we'll say, so therefore people are motivated towards zrizos for different ways. On the highest level, people understand that a life of zrizos is a life that is worth living. That Zrizos itself is a midah which is worthwhile. That Zrizos itself is something that completes me as an individual, completes me as a Jew. And what happens? He goes on, L'pchusim pe'alif, l'pchusim mehem, mizad ha'olam ha'bach vodo, shelo tasihir bushliyom ha'gmur ba'osa ha'tova shayyoch ala'asik v'ibda, ula'amon, mizad ha'olam ha'zeh u'tzrachav, kinyin shepirashti shalom ha'as. We'll say, the Ramchal ends off this paragraph where this will stop, by ultimately telling us that what? That halacha lemaisa, there are different motivations that one could give for the need to acquire the midah of zrizos. So whether it's because you understand, you have an appreciation for the profundity of the midah and the impact it will have on your life, or whether it's because you want extra schar in olam haba, or whether it's because at the end of the day you need God to do stuff for you, so you're going to do stuff for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Either way, or I will say, adding in the piece that Ramchal added in as well, which is Hakaras HaTov. Zrizos is the behavioral manifestation of gratitude. If you have gratitude towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the things He does for you, then by definition, you perform the things He asks of you with zrizus. That's what it is. I will say my life is tough. I don't have Hakaras HaTov. Chas v'shalom. There's what to have Hakaras HaTov to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for everything. Whether you're an ani or an ashir, a chola or a bari, everyone in their life has something for which they must be makir tov to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore the physical manifestation of the emotional state of Hakaras HaTov is zrizus. Hashem, thank you for what you've given me, and therefore I'm going to be zoriz in that which you ask of me to perform. All right, so we'll stop over here. We'll pick up a minute to show Parak Tess tomorrow.